This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Are you mad?
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday podcast
from Joy 94.9.
This is Mad Wednesday with Michael and Dean. We've got a guest in, haven't we?
Yes, we do.
And we love it when we get a guest in. And I think this one's going to be good.
Thanks for a nice change, doesn't it?
Ladies and gentlemen, it is the Mayor of Donington, Steve Stephanopoulos. Welcome.
Thank you, Michael. Lovely to be here. Hello, hello.
You've not been the mayor long, have you?
No, it's been about...
I remember meeting the other one.
Yes, well, it's just been about, 6 weeks, I think it's been.
So, oh, wow.
Yeah, fresh off the block.
Now, I mean...
Are you over it yet?
Certainly not. How could you be? You've got the bling.
Imagine if you'd said yes.
I think I'd be out the door.
Mm. What is it... you obviously get elected then,
yes.
Do you? And is it just elected by the councillors and everything? It's not because, we all don't elect you, do we?
No, you don't. I get elected by my fellow councillors. So there's 9 of us in the city of Stonington, and I just need to get the majority and then get over the line.
All right.
Easy.
And what happened with why did we get rid of the old one? What does she do? Why does nobody like her?
No, we all love her. What was
she
really,
was lovely. Wasn't
she was lovely. Yeah. Jamie is fantastic. Yeah. And what was made me feel old was that when she was the mayor, she was 24. And
isn't
I was
outrageous.
It's disgusting.
What am I doing with my life?
Well, I don't know. I mean, it's too late now.
Probably.
Well, she was 24 and I was 42. So just reverse the digits.
I mean, and 42 is young for a mayor as well.
Right? Oh, thank you very much.
No, I'm not saying you're young. I'm saying it's young for a mayor.
Thank you very much.
We may as well start as we mean to go on.
Wonderful.
And
yes.
I just, what I really like about you is that you come across as very honest and you seem like you've got an agenda as well. With Donington, you seem like you've got, the bit between your teeth and the stuff you want to do.
Certainly, Michael.
Isn't that the only way to get involved, I guess? Otherwise, if you just want it just so you can say I'm the mayor and just sit on your ass and do nothing.
Well, the best thing to do is get involved. You've got to be engaged. You've got to have ideas, got to have things to do. Otherwise, no point in being there. So.
And go on then. What is that sort of stuff? I mean, I know that you've been reaching out to members of the community, haven't you?
I certainly have. As one of those members of the community, I'm really keen to get the LGBTIQ members of our community involved in the city of Stonington. We do support the Rainbow Band, but that's one of our local community members, but we also I'm keen to get all any other group involved, especially Joy FM, and certainly anyone can come along to Stonington and be open and engaged with us.
Now, I guess we wanted to ask you about Sunday's event that's looming and it's massive in Stonington, isn't it? What is it?
It is our largest public event that we have. It's Carols at Como Park. Ooh. And it is quite spectacular. We have on average, about 10,000 people who turn up.
That's amazing, isn't it?
It is huge. I guess if you miss out on going to Carols at the Bowl, come to Carols at Como.
People do both.
And I do love these. Carols are great family events, aren't
Certainly,
they?
Certainly. Definitely.
It's so much fun.
Definitely.
Whatever your family is as
exactly.
well,
Exactly.
Really
like, it's just really know, wonderful.
Yeah. And I think it's important that we don't always, assume that a family is going to be mum and dad and two, a boy and a girl. But, family can be, two guys, two girls, grandma, grandpa, neighbours, friends, whatever it might be. I think it's important that we all,
And have you been to these before?
I have, Michael.
Now,
yes.
Over
your
the
first
years,
yes,
that's
first
correct.
One as a mayor, but know what it's like, those events like Midsummer Carnival and Chill Out and everything. When you've been to the ones before, do people go all out? Because I know a friend of ours, Kyle Minnell, is saying, I'm bringing the biggest table, I'm going to tablecloths and candelabras.
Are you going to be dressed like an elf or is it a bit of a Santa outfit?
And do people go all out though?
I have a colleague of mine who said that she's going to bring about 30 friends and she's got this area that's been set aside for her and she's got all food and canapes and drinks and everything. So she's also got a pre-party.
I love that kind of
thing. Can you bring everything you want?
You can bring whatever you like. You can frock up, bring some bling along, bring some champagnes.
BYO booze.
BYO booze.
Everything.
Oh, lovely.
Bring a little pussycat dog along.
Rough?
Does it get not in the city of Stockton?
I think if there's dogs, they will get rough.
Yeah.
Do carols ever really get rough? Everyone's in too much of a good mood.
It's not a good area.
You know, maybe during Rudolph, but...
Excuse me. This is the city of Stonington. We are respectable people.
I mean, I live there, but there are areas.
I mean, and that's a low point, surely.
No, it's absolutely lovely.
It is certainly. Yeah. We love it in the city of Stonington. How could you not?
I mean, and we should rattle off, Dean, who's on that night. I did notice that the gorgeous Christine Anu is on.
She certainly is, and
that
we all know about
woman's
her.
Woman's got a beautiful voice.
She does. She's amazing.
I mean, I have to be honest, there are no duds, you know.
Oh, we don't do duds in Stonington.
No, Amanda Harrison is on, and it lists there Wicked and We Will Rock You. Now she's actually rehearsing for the Rocky Horror Show.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, she's Magenta in Rocky Horror.
There's also Kane Alexander, who's from here in Footloose.
Absolutely love Kane.
And Blake Bowden from the Book of Mormon. Yes.
Now, have you just seen the Book of Mormon?
Oh, yes. Oh.
Excellent.
Loved it.
That's one that I would love to see. And I was...
You haven't seen it yet?
No, I have. I have seen it, and I was giggling and laughing in the aisles. It was fantastic. It was a bit out there, but it was great.
So it probably won't be one of those songs at the carols.
No.
No.
Not in Stonington.
Something a bit more festive.
You've
correct.
Got the Stonington Brass Band and the South of the River Choir.
Definitely.
And all performances are Auslan interpreted.
Correct. So great. We want to make sure that everyone has the capabilities of enjoying the carols.
Absolutely. What else then is, what's on your, what else would you like to do for the rest of May?
I mustn't forget to let you know that, of course, Cameron Daddo is our host for that evening. So we all know Cameron.
Cameron is great.
He's fantastic. He was great.
So he's going to be hosting
him
away.
On this show.
Yes, you have?
Do you have a favourite carol that you're looking forward to hearing?
Oh, look.
Harold Brady.
God bless her. Yes, she's no longer around, is she?
No, Florence.
God bless her.
You can still like them.
Oh, certainly. Yeah. Yes. How could you not? Well, I don't know. I'd do anything that's uplifting. Any carol. Yeah. Anything.
I mean, I guess I don't mind the slower ones, but you don't want too many of them, do you?
No. You don't want to fall asleep on the lawns at Como.
But everyone gets to sing along.
We love a la 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 la. La la la.
Oh, any la la la.
A little less glory.
I knew
that
you could lower the tone.
Absolutely.
In this beautiful moment. All right. Well, we're glad you could come in and join us.
It's my pleasure. Can I also let you know about the charity that we've got?
Yes, we were going to cut you off right there, but no, if it's really worth it.
Well, Michael, I think it's certainly worth it. The Pride Centre is one of my charity that I'm supporting this year. So this is one of our first forays into supporting a wonderful LGBTIQ community group. And I think the Pride Centre that we all probably know of in St Kilda that's about to be built.
We very much know about it here at Joy.
Excellent. Well, they're the charity of my choice. So any candles or programs that are sold on that evening by their volunteers will go straight towards the charity itself.
Oh, that's wonderful.
That's lovely.
Which is great. So the more product that we sell and the more that anyone can donate will go straight to
the Joy Pride Centre. Will you man the stall?
I won't certainly personally man the stall.
Do you think now that you're the mayor, you're above that?
Oh, certainly not. I'm actually not going to be manning the stall. I'm actually going to be out in the crowd selling
drinking.
By myself.
Just drinking.
In between selling
will
programs.
You drink on the night?
I think I need to stay sober, Michael.
A couple of glasses of bubbles.
A couple of bubbles always does wonders for anyone.
Takes the edge off.
Just a tad.
I always sell more candles when I'm
drinking. Oh, look, you can never do more
candles. Who wants a candle? It's much easier when you've had a couple of glasses.
Definitely, Michael.
Well, you are welcome back anytime you like.
Thank you, sir.
Whenever you like, as I say. And it's all happening this Sunday, isn't it, Tim?
It is. Carols at Como Park. It's happening this Sunday, 7:30 to 9:30 in South Yarra. So why don't you get on down there, take your friends, take your family, all head on down and have a fabulous Yuletide time.
Lovely.
Thank you, gents.
Thanks a lot.
Have a lovely afternoon.
You're on Mad Wednesday.
You've been listening to another Mad Wednesday podcast, driving you home every Wednesday afternoon from 4.
Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.